Hey, what's up, guys? This is the first episode of my Ugly Pretty Chick Talk Back podcast. What's going on? So today I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the word verse. You know, today on my Facebook, which you guys should follow, Too Much Mandy, or on Instagram, ugly underscore pretty underscore chick. Like, comment, follow, and add me, guys. Talk to me. I love conversation, okay? Well, let's jump right into it. So, the word worth. Well, like I said before, I posted a little video up earlier talking about why is it okay for somebody to question your worth? Or I'll use me an example. You know, I heard someone tell somebody else, you know, these women don't understand their worth. That's why they act the way they do. Well, excuse me, Poppy, that you feel that way. I didn't know that somebody could feel that way. How could you question my worth? How do you not know that I don't understand my worth? Is it that you don't understand your worth, baby boy? Or even a girl, when they try to tear you down and try to, you know, nitpick, oh, you're ugly, or you're fat, or you're too skinny, or your man don't like you, or this one's cheating. Like, why is that relevant? I don't understand. If I'm okay with my life and my worth, who are you to question it? You don't pay my bills. You do not help me. You do not support me. And you have negativity, a lot of baggage. It's not my energy. I don't want it. No, thank you. That's a problem with us nowadays. We carry everybody else's baggage. We carry their energy and we don't need it. You shouldn't even want it. You should be you and worry about your energy and the baggage you already carry for yourself. Because even in any kind of relationship, you care about somebody. So you carry their baggage. You know, you help them. It all goes back to, if you're religious, Jesus and his cross and how people watched him, learned from him, helped him, felt sorry for him, but cared for him, respected him, loyalty. If you do not understand this, how do you understand your worth? How do you understand worth, period? People put judgment into everything, and I don't get it. Why is it judgment used as an excuse to act away and not accordingly, acting like a human being? I understand people grow up different kinds of ways. You know, I'm not saying I grew up perfect. I grew up in East New York, Brooklyn. You know, I'm a 30-year-old woman. I own my own brand. Now I have my own podcast. I sell jewelry. I sell all kinds of herbal goods. I've had many jobs. I've cleaned tables. I've even worked in AutoZone at one point. You know what I'm saying? But who is anybody to question my worth? No one. I build me. I did this. I turn all my fears into positivity. All those name calling, even the word unworthy, into a positive. Because I will not let no one's energy ruin me or define what I do and who I am and where I go and how I enjoy my day. It's simple, guys. It's simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's simple. We need to learn to mind our business a little bit. How are you going to start a business? Because I know everybody wants to be their own boss nowadays. I know I'm one of those people. Amen. But I couldn't start my business. I've had my business idea since I was a child. You know? I didn't always know what I was going to call it or what it was going to insist of, my products. I didn't know my niche. Like, everybody has a thing that they're good at. I didn't know that. Again, that was worth. I was finding myself, my worth. My worth is who I am, what I can accomplish, what I have accomplished, what I can and cannot do, what I have and have not been through. That's my worth. My worth is how I wake up every day and I'm proud of who I am, my name, what I've built, and who I love and those who love me. There's a difference between loving somebody and having love for someone. When you have love for someone, you will do anything for that person. Amen. But if you allow your past to control your present and your future and where you're trying to go, and you try to be around people, how can you have healthy socializing? even though in a time like this where social distancing is big, well, everyone needs somebody. How can we survive by ourselves without human contact, without any contact? We all want somebody to want us, and we all want to want somebody, whether it be anyone of your relationships, friend, mom, dad, cousin, brother, baby father, your spouse, your husband, anybody, your best friend, your dog, your cat, your bird. Me, I sit outside every day and I watch the birds just fly free. I love birds. I love the way they just fly and can be so free without judgment, no matter how much people try to attack them. You know, it's all about their builds. They can build a whole house out of sticks. Can you? You can, though. I have. That's how I built my brand. From the bottom, from the gutter, from the ground. Not knowing or understanding what I was capable of or my words. I hope that going forward with my podcast, I can spread love. I can spread knowledge. I can spread wisdom. I can answer questions. I can guide people. I can help people. That is my passion. That is what I'm about. Ugly Pretty Chick is not just what I look like. It's about who I am. My worth is everything. And I put it into every single piece that I make, that I represent, that I show off, all the way down to my podcast. Like, everything means everything to me, and I'm so grateful, and I'm glad that I got the strength to be who I am, so I can show people that they could be who they want to be too, without worrying about anybody's judgment. Well, guys, I think I talked enough for right now. I hope you guys have a positive day. Remember what I said, put love inside your speech and back inside your heart, and let your blessings follow. Amen. Have a great day, guys. Talk to you later. Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's your favorite Ugly Pretty Chick here, and we're here on this June 27th, this cloudy, cloudy Saturday. How is everybody doing? How was your week? How was your Father's Day? I hope everybody enjoyed it. I hope everybody had a positive week. I know I did. I took a lot of time to think about my projects and what I was going to talk about today, so let's jump right into that. So I want to talk about fear. You know, I always come up with these words, and I try to explain them the best way I know how, because I think people have a misunderstanding for what words mean and misuse them a lot. So fear. I want to know what you guys think about fear too, honestly. So hit me up. You can follow me on Facebook. Once again, it's Too Much Mandy. Or you can follow me on Instagram at ugly_pretty_chick. Please follow and like my pages, guys, and spread the word. So, fear. Fear to me. I think fear comes from what we've been through. You know, we are taught fear and what we should be scared of, what we shouldn't be scared of, which also ties into right and wrong. Right and wrong. That could be kind of scary too. We could fear right and wrong too because of the choices we have to make every day. Those affect the way we act, the way we love, the way we talk, the way we write, the way we think, the way we walk, the way we eat, our bodies, our self-esteem, our emotions. It's a lot. Fear is big. You know, and I'm the first person to say, I fear a lot, but I will never fold. I think fear also has a lot to do with anger. People tend to get angry because they can't communicate their fears for a lot of reasons. It could just be they don't want to show an emotion because they got to play this tough role. Or maybe is it not tough? Maybe the fear and the anger is really how you cope with life, because that's all you know. You never try nothing new. Fear comes from something you've done, and karma's coming back to get you, huh? But why not make the right choice? What's wrong with being the better person? Forget the bigger person, the better person. Why be bitter? Don't be bitter, be better. Period. You know, there's this saying, and it's funny, and it's weird, and it's so simple, but who knew it would just have so much relevance in life? You catch bees with honey, not with vinegar. How are you supposed to succeed in life if you fear everything? You fear somebody's gonna do something to you, or attack you, or hurt you in any kind of way to that you won't have them no more. Fear is tied to people. And people teach us how to go about life, whether we like it or not. And sometimes we take on their characteristics and make them our own because we get comfortable with being fearful. We get comfortable with being angry. We get comfortable with our situations when we know better. We deserve better. I know I do, amen. I know you do because I want that for you. My podcast is to spread the word, to spread healing. I want people to listen to me so that they can better themselves. I want to help people like me because people like me, I see every day, have so much potential that they just don't have no one to tell them. Or they're too scared. You know, I lived a lot of my life out of fear. Fear of who was I going to be? Fear of if I made the right choices? Fear of, am I a good mom to my kids? Am I a good daughter? Am I a good friend? Am I a good sister? I was living my whole life in fear of what other people thought. And I was trapped. And I didn't know my way out. I love these people. But these people, let's be honest, they kind of put an anchor on you and try to sink you down with them. When you don't belong there, you belong on the top. Everybody has a dream. Everybody has something that they want to do or be or a life they want to live. And who is anybody to tell you you can't do that? Who is anybody to tell you that you are not worth it? Who is anybody to tell you you got to be fearful because you might not make it? So what? There's still that 50% chance you will. So why be fearful? I've talked about my business, Ugly Pretty Chick brand. Yes, ma'am. My all natural and organic herbs. I also sell my paparazzi Ugly Pretty Chick drip jewelry. Yes, yes, I do. And I was fearful that I wasn't going to make it or nobody was going to pay attention to me. Even my podcast, I'm appreciative just if one person listened to me. At least I know I touched one person. I have a story and I want to share it. People have stories and I want to hear them. They need to be heard. We need to be heard. Our stories need to be heard. Maybe we'll help other people. There's so much depression and people don't understand depression either. And that will be one of my topics. But depression is fear. And if you are willing to break yourself down, to build yourself up to the person you want to be, why not? A whole new you is waiting for you. You just got to climb over that fear, child. I did. And I'm never looking back. Choose.